concerned about schools being allowed to get waivers so that they don't have to serve whole grain foods. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been questioned by special counsel Robert Mueller's team of investigators about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. That from a person familiar with the Russia investigation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the last day of November, which means that you have exactly 25 days of Christmas shopping left. That's right. I take it right to Christmas Eve. And if you're not really pushing hard on Christmas Eve, you're not a guy. Okay. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, and, by the way, has been remodeled, but still has that great walk-in humidor. Tobacco and Brew. Okay, good morning, everybody, and I'm here with Trish.
Good morning. I just love Thursday mornings. It's 46 degrees in downtown.
It's warmer today than it was yesterday.
Yeah, we're looking for a high today of 62, a low of 41. On Friday, a high of 61 and a low of 44. Chance of showers on Saturday, a high of 55 and a low of 44. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55. That's the day of the Christmas parade. Saturday night, 40% chance of showers, mainly before 11 p.m. We hope it doesn't rain out the parade.
No. You know what? Just in the one spot where Bob and Brenda are at.
Okay. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Now, they're based where?
In Anderson.
Anderson, there you go.
After trying
to base in Redding, they shifted.
Anderson is a good business climate down there. We have all kinds of new businesses down in that area, and we're real proud to have them.
Of course you are. Okay, here we are. We've got the Rocket Man shooting intercontinental ballistic missiles up in the air. Who said 20,000 miles? That can't be right.
I will look up the story for you,
sir. It can't be right. 20,000 miles. You don't need to go 20,000 miles straight up to be able to launch a ballistic missile, the missile, to have it come on.
I will. Do you? Perhaps the news person misspoke themselves. I will look up the article that
20 miles.
What Cabbage Patch Jong-il launched into the air.
Not only that. Okay, so that's hitting. Now we've got the big tax reformation bill, which,
if you look at it, kick the heck out of Californians.
If you look at it, it will cost people that own small businesses, that set up their small businesses under a certain kind of, you know, corporation, S-Corp, you know, with the money coming through, you know, that so comes through the core to you, corporation to you, because you get taxed at a lower rate than corporations do. Well, if they change this and they're going to drop the corporation rate and change your tax rate as an individual, that means corporations like Ford, and if I'm reading this right and understood this right, Ford, IBM, Amazon will be paying a 20% tax, and I'll be paying a 25% tax on my personal income. So, see, I'll be paying more while the billions they're making, they're paying less. Yeah. Some banker sat down with me and he goes, "Why are you smiling? You're going to get messed up." So, it could be, I'm going to go back and check on that one, but. Hopefully, Congressman Lamont will be on tomorrow. They're in the middle of all these votes back there.
Yeah.
But he, you know what? Doug finds a way.
usually of getting, you know, his people tell him, oh, I don't think he can make it. And then Doug calls while he's in the car or something. But he's back there now doing bullets.
I think over many, many years, though, of watching all of this lawmaking, I invite people and always encourage people not to panic until you see the final bill.
Yeah, I mean,
because so many things come out, but when the House bill and then the Senate bill and then the negotiations and then what the president will actually sign, it's so much.
It can be different. No, but I'm just saying it's the way that it left the House. This is the way it left the House. And then there's some other aspects to it, too.
Well, and in the state of California, if they take those deductions out,
they're going to get hammered.
Well, but you know, if you look at it from a tax point of view for the United States, which is what this is, and that's the way you should look at it, if they're doing their job, why in the world should the rest of the states be subsidizing the state of California?
But
because it's the state of California chooses to overtax us.
But if the state of California taxes us, right, and we can deduct those taxes from our
federal
income tax, right?
Yeah.
Well, can't every state do that?
Well, no, because not every state is taxed at the rate we are.
You mean they don't have state income taxes?
They don't have state income taxes. They're not overtaxed on all the other things. They don't pay the kind of taxes that we pay here and like in New York. And so why should the other states who don't tax their people?
You're saying that people in Nebraska, let's just use that.
Okay.
They've got a state income tax.
Right.
And they've got taxes. Can't they deduct that?
They can, but their state income taxes are not like ours. They're not as high.
Our state income taxes are ridiculous.
Well, that's my point.
Okay.
So the rest of the other states are then, with their federal tax dollars, are subsidizing the citizens.
So I'm going to have to pay paying more taxes into the feds then. So it balances out. I'll be paying more in taxes then. Well, I'll be paying more to the feds and the same amount to these idiots down in Sacramento.
Well, you don't know that yet.
Whoa! You just said it. And Trish said it. It must be true.
No, I did not. I just said as it left the House.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? It's not my fault, Republicans, that Trish and I and Bob live in Northern California. We're fighting the fight from up here.
Yeah.
We're on your side. So can't you do it and make it so it's like if you're Republicans, you don't have to pay?
If you're conservative, because the Republicans are half our problem.
Yeah, well, yeah. Or more.
I mean, the Republicans that are...
We're starting something today.
I heard that.
7:30.
Yeah.
I don't know how good it's going to be. I don't even know if anybody's going to call in.
Rage in the cage.
Rage in the cage.
Rage in the cage. It could be it's going to be a chance for people to rant for a chance to do a tirade Thursday
on whatever
choice they want. It could be crime. It could be like Al Saw Shop. Welcome to Reading. No law and order. He had on the piece of plywood that he replaced his window with. And you know what happened? Chief Moore runs right down there and goes, I know you're really upset about this. And, oh, you think? But Chief Moore sat down with him. You know, and you know, the guy down there, the owner, he goes, hey, you know what? I'm in a battle down here. They're setting wood in the back of the place on fire. They've broken in the windows. They take things. He says, I don't know if they're homeless, but they just steal. And it's usually, and there's no rhyme or reason. It's something they can use or sell.
Yeah.
You know, and some days they don't steal. Other days, here they come.
They will steal everything that isn't nailed down and come back with a claw hammer for the stuff that is.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that could be one. It could be one about the taxes. It could be one on. I mean, if you have a rant, here's your chance. We're not going to judge. I would like at the last 15 seconds after you finish, you go, okay, so what's your solution for it?
Yeah.
And if there's no solution, then just say so.
Yeah.
The solution is replacing everybody. Okay, well, that's a solution.
And that would be a good thing, although a lot of times I think the rants, the things that can push our buttons, the solution is common sense in most cases.
Yeah. By the way, somebody, I kind of scratched my head at the number two. Somebody apparently added a decimal point to reality, which is a not uncommon thing in the news business. But yeah. Mr. Kim's latest toy in his toy box reached an altitude of 2,800 miles. Now, by the way, the International Space Station orbits at 254 miles. So that tells you how high this thing got. It went pretty much straight up and straight back down. Unfortunately, it didn't do a Wile E. Coyote on Mr. Kim's house. But this, if you change the... And Carl knows a lot about ballistics, having done mortars and fun things like that. A sharp angle means a short return. But if you were to lean that thing out, it would, in fact, put the West Coast... of the U.S.
2,800 miles.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know what?
It's like lofting a ball.
It'd be like an area weapon, too. I mean, it would be, you know, when Saddam's guys be launching their frogs or their, you know, their the big rockets, is to do it correctly, you have to put up all types of wind things to show what the wind is in the atmosphere and this, and it's, you know, and then you aim it and then you kind of direct it and all these things. But when they did that, it gave us enough time. As soon as that was an indicator, we'd come down and we'd bomb them. So what they would do is they'd zip one of these things out, aim it with a compass, and a general setting on the rails, and fire it off.
Yeah.
And because it's a, you know, they'd hit the desert, or the, but sometimes they hit Riyadh, and sometimes they hit, you know, other places.
Lob enough baseballs.
Yeah. So, and it was almost impossible, even if we had people in the air. From the time we got the notification it was launching, we could get it after it launched, but it's already launched.
Yeah, this thing is not launched from a heavy pad. It's a truck or rail mounted device, which makes it a little bit
can make it harder. Yeah. Hey, speaking of common sense, Linda's showing an inordinate amount of common sense, and she is still in our sleep number bed. Sleep number. Now, Linda is in this thing about she wants a new bedroom set. So we're looking at getting, you know, downsizing the thing from a California king, which, you know, it's huge, to something like a queen size or something.
Mm-hmm. I know you're over there somewhere.
I know you're there. You know, I put a little GPS on her, and I can find her. But it's the same great things are going on. They've got great deals going on for a sleep number, plus the fact it's sleep number.
There you
and
go.
My sleep number setting is 60.
Mine is 55. My sleep number is 55. I stick consistently there. Sometimes I vary, but end up at 55 most
what
of the time.
What better Christmas gift can you give than years? Yes, years of great sleep. Adjust to you. They've got the 360 bed that adjusts as you move. It's got the Sleep IQ technology that'll tell you, give you little great little hints before you go to bed. You know, turning off the computer now. Hey, you know, gosh, you should be, you know, this is time when you should be turning the lights off to be able to get the sleep you need and you require. You know, and it goes on. And this is all offered at Sleep Number. You know, J.D. Power's number one mattress for years, and Carl and Trisha's favorite mattress, I think.
Yeah.
Mine. It is mine.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you know what? And a lot of you are seeing that and are heading down to the store in the Target Shopping Center. Many of you have gone down there and tried them out, and you bought them. And, you know, frankly, I think that's a good move because they last longer. And over 90% of the people that have them have said, I would buy another one. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
All right. So head on down there because right now, you can save $800 on the final clearance of the Sleep Number P6 mattress with Sleep IQ technology, and it ends Monday. That'd be next Monday. So get down there and buy. We'll be right back. Welcome to the Hotel California.
Story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform? perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best, then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No car charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 7th in Elements Lounge from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me with a special Christmas show featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Joe Larson on trombone, Blue White on sax, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday, December 7th. Let's celebrate this holiday season in Bluebird style.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. Forget the sun in his jealous sky.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios of KCNR 1460. 46 degrees today. Last day of November. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, quickly approaching Rant Thursday, Tirade Thursday, The Rage in the Cage Thursday. You know, here's my story about that song. You know, I lived and worked in Croatia for well over a year.
Fields of Gold.
In the Fields of Gold. And Sting came and gave a concert in a town called Ri. Ri means river, and the river runs right into the ocean. He gives this concert in an old Roman amphitheater.
Coliseum. Oh, wow.
With those acoustics.
And, you know, that maybe can hold 5,000 people, but everything around it is like these big grassy slopes and all that. And parking in Croatia at that point was, you know, nobody gives a damn where you park. So I think I parked on a sidewalk, which was fine because the rest of the sidewalk was being parked on too, and the roads. So, and he came out and sang, and I remember, you know, the sun's going down over the Adriatic. He's singing. Everybody is so cool that night.
Now there is
just
a moment.
Everybody's laid back, drinking their wine because Croatia's got great wine, and you're sitting back and you're watching this, and it was just, I mean, it was one of those things that you remember.
Yeah, the moment.
The moment, and he was there the year before, and you know, I don't know how much money he makes off it. I mean, because people could come in from different areas, you know, and I don't even think they paid. You know, you bought tickets, but you know, how many didn't? I mean, what are you going to do? But I think he just enjoyed the atmosphere. And the the acoustics and all that.
Yeah.
But it was a great concert. But I remember specifically that song because the way that the sun was setting behind him out there. Anyway, hey. Okay, with all the things going on, like I said, and so we're the Cottonwood Citizens Patrol You know, these are the guys that go out there. They just arrested three of them for felony assault.
Oh, no.
That happened in May. These three were involved with some people were delivering papers. I guess there's some bad blood between the people delivering the papers, the family delivering the papers, and two of the members of the Citizens Patrol. Ends up in a fight. And they end up getting, a felony arrest. And the latest one was a 68-year-old lady who was driving that night, who is the Cottonwood Citizen of the Year. Not because she was in the fight, but because she aided and abetted the fight.
Oh, my.
In the sense that you should have known something was going to happen.
Was this on the front page of the paper today?
Yeah, the sheriff's. I don't know if it was in their, it was in the digital version. And and Les Ball was down with her when they arraigned her yesterday. And said, "This is a sweet lady. This is a great lady. You know, she does so much for our community. She wouldn't get into a fight." Well, she wasn't in the fight itself. She just delivered the guys to the fight.
Not to condone what these individuals did, because
right.
taking the law into your own hands is never a wise thing, but... All the most people are going to go, why are all the dirtbags walking? And these people who were trying, however misguided, to do something about it, are going to be hung out to dry.
I totally agree.
Yep.
I mean, no room in the jail.
Because,
I listened yesterday with Zenka was telling
nothing,
you.
But what they're saying is these guys assaulted the other two guys, and there wasn't a real good reason. Or was, you know, that'll go to trial. But the thing is, there was an assault. That was either flashlights were used or were not used. You know, big flashlights smacking people, or were not used. Anyway, of course, the only the picture they show on the paper was hers. Poor lady. All right. Yesterday there was a big safety meeting with the mayor. Saying they had first one in July, and then they had this one. But Mayor Brent Weaver will be here today to discuss that and other things.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
because I didn't appreciate it. Just, you know, get things out of context sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because with all the things that are going on, and the one quote that I saw out of him that the only problem we've got is the jail. We need jail space. If we had that, it'd solve all of our problems.
Yeah, well, letting all the pot smokers grow was going to solve all the problems too.
I think that if
certainly
we
that's
had
part of
big,
the issue,
if
yeah.
we had a big enough jail, it would solve the problem. I believe that.
Well, there's not enough money in the world to make that happen.
If you had a jail that, if we could put 300 more people in that jail, I firmly believe a lot of our theft and a lot of the problems would go away. Because if you could keep them locked up.
It would
up.
Make a dent, yeah.
He's got a plan to put 60 more beds in there, but that'll be filled up in literally a day.
A day?
Yeah. But if you had 300 beds, think about that. So you take 300 of the worst, the ones that are being the ones that they've been arresting over and over again for theft and all these other things. I can't help but think if we had enough jail space.
Okay, but here's the deal. Again, I go back to it's a system. Okay, you've got the police department. And you got money for them. And now let's say we come up with the money for the jail. Will you just put them in there and forget about them? Well, no, I don't think so. Now you have to have a district attorney staff. You have to have public defenders. You have to have attorneys. You have to have
courtrooms.
You have to have judges.
Got to pay for the medical care. You got to pay for
the jail
food,
is a huge
the support
thing.
Services.
Because
We're talking about in a perfect world, we'd have a jail with 300 more spots.
Gotcha.
And then, you know what, frankly, we stack them.
And forget them.
We stack them and tag them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, we can't
not
just forget
state.
About them. No. We'll throw them a potato every day.
How about let's try and turn around the society in some manner and start raising our children in a manner that they don't all turn into bums?
Well, that means we're back in the nation building again, are we? So the Army's going to come into your town and say, we're going to do nation building. We're going to keep the streets safe. We're going to keep your schools safe.
Oh, not at all.
We
that
are
is
going
not,
to
no.
teach people what democracy is. We're going to teach you about the Constitution. No. That's how you build a nation. That's how we do it in other countries. It worked in Germany. It worked in Japan. It's worked in other places. Now, maybe it's time for the Army to come in and say...
Why does it take an Army? Why can't people start doing...
Well,
go back
saying.
to... Re-
because it's not
reinstate the moral compass in this United States
to reinstate
and start raising our children with responsibility and consequences.
Who is going to be the one to reinstate
the people?
Stuff?
We the people.
We the people, huh? So every time you try to reinstate the moral compass, my child was disobedient. I spanked him. Oh, I'm in court today.
No,
because somebody saw me swap my kid. Oh yes,
yeah.
Well, I disagree. I believe that you have to do it one person at a time. If we all have to take responsibility for the world that we've created, and we have to start saying, no, I'm not going to go along with that. And if more people do it and more communities get behind it, look what we did with electing a president that everybody said, no way in this world are you ever going to elect him. And the people didn't talk about it. Didn't tell anybody who they were going to vote for. They kind of just stood back and said, you know what, I'm tired of the rest of this crap that they all keep telling me. I'm going to elect who I'm going to elect, and we elected a president. I think it's you can do things, not going to do it overnight, but we didn't end up in this mess overnight either.
No. It took how many years?
It took a lot of years of this.
It took 50 years, right?
Yeah.
So
well, now we have to start turning around.
It's going to take another 50 years to fix it.
Well, there you go. And
really,
and
it won't.
And building a bigger jail isn't going to do it.
Well, it's going to help at the beginning. And then the jail you can phase out later and make it into dorm rooms for your society of people who are going to be all going to college and having jobs and all that.
I think we pull a John Carpenter, we put a big fence around it and have Escape from Stillwater. Once you go in, you don't come out.
Escape from Stillwater, I like it. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Yeah. A week from today, Linda is going to be down at Elements Lounge. She's going to be there from 6:30 to 8:30. It's going to be her Christmas show. You are going to love this. Joe Larson and Cleveland Bonet and, of course, Bobby Viramontes and Bruce Kalin. And I believe Scott Lewis is going to come in. And it's the Christmas show where they get it all.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be. I think Lou White may be there. I'm not sure who everybody's going to be there. But it is going to be a great show. You're going to hear Alleluia sung by Scott Lewis. And he is just
as good as anybody
when it comes to singing that song. I
mean, Absolutely.
Any pro, Scott Lewis can just put him to shame on that song.
And Linda, I know, is going to do Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night.
And if
she
you
will.
Have not heard her sing that, I'm talking chills.
We're talking.
Full
blown on. This is happening, and it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So you need to get your reservations. Give them a call at 243-3377. Ask them for a place up front or over on the left-hand side so you can get it. But the place will fill up, so get your tickets now. Get your reservations now.
Get those phones ready, boys and girls.
Here comes Rage in the Cage, Tirade Thursday. Come on, somebody give us a call. I know it's new. Be the first.
Be the first one to come out. And here, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't have a phone call after this break, I think probably Carl will start. We need a phone call,
because once I get started, then it becomes different. 7:32 in the morning, 46 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back with Tirade Thursday.
I can't sleep because my bed's on fire. Don't ask me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, can't you see? Ba 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 ba.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Despite my rage. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Tirade Thursday. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank Moving.
Local dreams forward.
That's right. Great. It's a great bank right here in town. Your friends and neighbors work there. They want to help you move your dreams forward. Okay. It is 7:36. And let me tell you, this is the very first Tirade Thursday. And we have the phones lit up. So here's the rules. You have, a minute or two to get it out. You can't make personal attacks. You can't use words that will get me thrown off the air. Nick, are you ready?
I am ready, Carl. I have waited for this opportunity since you kind of condescendingly told us a couple of years ago about the McConnell Foundation and when is it ever going to end. Well, I'll tell you, Carl, why some of us that have lived around Reading all our life resent the McConnell Foundation. It goes back to Howard Taylor. Do you know who Howard Taylor is?
Yes.
Okay, Howard wanted to build his auto mall on his property at the northwest corner of Shastaview and 44, and he went to the city of Reading, and the first thing they said is the McConnell Foundation is not going to like this. What people don't know is that Howard Taylor had plans to move his auto mall there and develop that corner where he's at right now into a mall, and he had talked to Safeway about anchoring that mall. When the McConnell Foundation put the kaputs to that, guess who owned the property across the street? The McConnell Foundation. And do you know, Carl, McConnell bought that piece of property to develop a professional-style ballpark. In my opinion, that is dirty politics. And that is why a lot of us have resentment to that. And then to go further with the McConnell Foundation, what a lot of people don't know is that when Mike Warren was manager of Reading, they made a deal to sell the McConnell Foundation 201 acres across the river from the posse grounds, the boat launch there, for $1.2 million. At that time, they said that was the appraised value. But, you know, appraisals can go from that appraisal could have gone up to $10 million, in my opinion. That's riverfront property. They sold them that property with the stipulation that that money had to be used at a pedestrian bridge right there at Turtle Bay. That's dirty politics.
Okay.
And then the McConnell Foundation wants to
You have 10 seconds. It's only for 2 minutes.
And then the McConnell Foundation wants to tell Kutras how to develop their property when they put an arboretum right there instead of developing that. Too bad you don't have another 15 minutes, because I could really tell you why we don't like them.
Every Thursday, so put a mark here on your book and come on back next Thursday. Thanks
why
a lot, Nick.
Why don't you give me a half hour sometime,
Carl? Okay.
Thanks, Nick, for starting it off.
Thanks, Nick. That was a great start. Let's go to Bob. Oh, Bob, you're on now.
Yeah, all right. Carl, you're having Brent Weaver come on. I was at the city council meeting here about 2 weeks ago, and you're worried about having jail space and everything. Miss Winters is on the board for Bethel, and I asked if she could get us the center up there and that what Bethel owns, and let the police, the sheriff, the people, city council, county council, everybody get together, lock them in there until they come out with an idea of what we could do for beds in jails. And I think that would be the best donation that Bethel would ever give.
Okay. So lock everybody into a room until they come out with a plan. County,
that's
everybody.
Right.
That's a good idea, frankly.
Yeah. Lock them in the room and don't let them out.
I got to check with Mr. Brent Weaver about that today and ask him what he could do about it.
All right. We will. He'll be here at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we've got open lines here.
We're off to
there's
a
only
flying
two,
start.
There's only two people. Somebody said, we've opened up cans of worms. That's okay. Cans of worms.
Cans of worms usually get phone calls.
It's a community discussion.
That's right. Hey,
exactly.
We have an open line right now. If you've got something that's bothering you, okay, one is McConnell Foundation. Next is the fact of no jail space, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it, or with everybody working together to do something about it. Transients, homelessness, what else? Okay, then I'll jump in. We're spending a lot of time on the sexual harassment cases. Well, here comes one, and I will hold mine until this one's finished, because I'm going to save mine for the end.
Okay.
If there's time.
I got you 2 minutes. It's Nick.
Huh?
It's Nick.
He wants another 2 minutes.
Well, yeah, but we want to give somebody else a chance.
But
hold on. Let me get it.
Okay. We're talking on the other side to Nick. Nick's back again.
Yes, he is. He wants 2 minutes more, I think.
Okay. Tell Nick 2 more minutes. Is it a different subject, though?
Is it a different topic? You're going to continue on the same track.
Okay. All right. We'll have new rules for next week.
Okay.
You get one shot at it. Okay, Nick, you're up.
Okay, getting back to the McConnell Foundation, here's another one they pulled. Have you ever heard of Carl's Automotive, Carl's Auto Electric? They were located at the corner of Placer and Pine Street, the southeast corner. They were there forever.
Yeah.
I read in a paper one day where, and this is like 8 or 10 years ago, where the McConnell Foundation sold that piece of property to the city of Reading, a Mike Warren-controlled city of Reading, for $400,000. And guess what? A year or so later, Carl's moved. They wouldn't renew their lease because they wanted to put the Riverfront Playhouse there. That was the McConnell Foundation's and Mike's plan to yuppify Reading. That auto place there had 5 bays, and they pumped out the sales tax. That set there vacant. It's vacant to this day. Can you imagine how many sales tax we have lost because of that decision?
It's not vacant. It's down. It's torn down.
That's right. That's absolutely right. It would still be paying sales taxes right now as we speak.
How do we know the McConnell Foundation did that and it wasn't just the city?
The McConnell Foundation sold that piece of
property.
They
owned the property.
Oh, they
did? In my opinion,
they owned
it and
sold it to the city.
They sold it to them with the intention of evicting them and putting their playhouse there.
All right. Well, it didn't work.
That's right. The city of Reading more or less used eminent domain to run Reading Kenworth off. They're down in Anderson, the biggest payer, one of the 5 biggest payers of sales taxes down there, and they're going to replace that with Savemore. I am saying that in a lot of respects, the McConnell Foundation and Mike Warren have been very detrimental to the development of the city of Redding, and Stillwater is a good example of that.
Okay, that's
Next week, I've got another subject for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
Uh-huh.
All right, thanks, bye.
Wow, Nick's up. Nick's fired up today.
Well, he is, and you know, there Home is some, there is open. Some truth to that. I that one of the thing with Carl's Auto, that has always stuck in my craw because that's an absolute truism. While they were raising the money for the Riverfront Playhouse, which didn't ever happen.
Never happened.
It would have been really nice if that producing business had stayed there. Now, they did move, and I don't know whether they continue to thrive or whether they did well.
Did this happen in the last 10 years?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so there was something down there, and then...
it was a going business right on the corner across from...
Yeah, from the U.S. Bank.
From the U.S. Bank.
No, I know where it's at.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't seem to remember that there was something down there.
Yeah.
It seems like since I've been here... Maybe it's been in the last 8 or 10 years, and I just didn't remember.
No. It actually sat there vacant for several years
after
it was a going business, and then it was finally torn down. And the bottom line is, it didn't do anything for a lot of years and didn't become the Riverfront Playhouse.
Okay. Now, we've got people lined up on the phone. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that if you are having any type of problems with your heating system, I don't care what kind of heating system it is, are your filters clean? Are the ducts working? Is it working well? You give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. These are great people, voted best in the North State, and they are the best in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air. Check them out at homecomfort.org. All right, we'll be right back. And Roberta, you are first up.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
December brings us together with traditions. Come join me, Linda Bott, with my jazz ensemble featuring Bruce Kalin on bass and Bernie Baker on guitar in the beautiful setting of View 202 this Sunday evening from 5:30 to 8.
Catch Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble this Sunday, December 3rd at View 202 on Hempstead Drive in Redding, overlooking the river.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Now then and again, I wonder what it is that you see with those angry eyes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Biden, Trish Clark. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larchbirds. You know what? You want to go down there today and buy that Christmas present. Give yourself the 10 days waiting period so that you can have it. So head on down there. Any type of pistol or long gun, shotguns, you name it. He has them all. And all the accessories that you could possibly want at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. All right, as we continue, Raging the Cage, Tirade Thursday, it is Roberta's turn. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, Roberta. Good morning. Nice to hear your voices this morning on the radio. And I hope I'm coherent. I traveled home, or Jim and I, from Fort Polk, Louisiana, yesterday all day.
Oh, my gosh. So,
a long day. But since I've been down there, I learned a few things about the Obama administration that I didn't know more about and what they've done to the military. And one of them is they reduced their housing allowance by 20%. And the other thing they did is they did away with they could store their stuff, pay for the storage when they are deployed overseas.
Really?
So I just want everybody to know how wonderful the Obama administration was to our military. They did everything they could to make them, be depressed and want to quit the military.
Well, you know, little things. You know, some people say, well, that's not a big thing. Well, yeah, it is, because
that's
a lot
huge.
Of these, especially reducing the, I don't know, I'd have to go back and look at it. But the one about not paying for storage of your
that's
stuff
huge.
While you deploy, it could be 50 a month. It could be like, you know, 150 a month. But still, it's a big thing. It's a big thing because
on,
now.
On what they make,
yeah.
For sure.
Especially
and
if you're
deployed. They should be rewarded for being deployed, yeah. Not penalized.
Yeah.
I know they get some pay.
They get
said that down all the military towns, usually you're supposed to go through and rate it how much your rent and utilities are, and that's what they give you. But all the rents are always, the renter always rents at the total amount that you get for your rental allowance. And then you still are paying for your utilities all the time.
Oh, that's probably what they do. But
yeah, but
anyway,
but to reduce it by 20%, you know, they just to me that's to discourage people in the military. You know, to me anyway, it made me very angry.
Well, the Obama generation, the Obama supporters would never be in the military anyway. Okay,
no, they won't. They're just out to hurt her. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to God, and I pray for President Trump that, you know, that he's our commander-in-chief now in our military. And the other thing that President Trump did, they don't have to fight with their hands tied behind their backs. And I'm so thankful, since Joseph will be deployed to Afghanistan in February, that these things have changed.
Absolutely. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Roberta.
Okay. Let's move on to Howard. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Carl.
You're up.
Yes, I probably won't take the full time, but that's okay. I'm a senior citizen. I was born in Reading before the two hospitals ever existed, so that kind of gives you how old I am. I was born on Pine Street at a little hospital. Anyway, here's what irks me. Several things. The unfunded liabilities have just totally devastated this city. And there's no accountability, because you see our elected officials continuing to give raises and pay high salaries. And I think that they think more about themselves than they do the citizens that make up the community. In other words, they're not thinking of the good of the city. And the same with the Board of Supervisors. Not all of them. That's why I appreciate so that you're doing this today on a Thursday when Trish is there, because she's got some good common sense compared to some of the stuff that happens. So that's it. That's my rant. We're wasting a whole lot of money when we could be saving and doing great things.
With that money.
With that money, yeah.
Okay. Howard, thank you so much for your comments. Every Thursday, this is going to happen. Now, let's move to Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary Cadd.
Good morning, Gary. I can't imagine you've got something to rant about.
Well, you're talking about a jail.
Yeah.
Well, let's get down to it. D&E didn't pass because the people don't trust the city and they don't trust the county. So we want to build a jail. Let's go out as the people, not the city council, not the county board. Let's go out as the people and put together a board to oversee the money that would be coming in from a sales tax increase. And then we'd go out and we'd figure out, all right, how much is the property going to cost? How much is the building going to cost? And we'd set that up and have a sales tax increase to raise the money for that amount. Then once you've got the money, once the money's raised and we can build the building, all right, then we're going to have to staff the building and take care of the building and the such. And then we could lower the sales tax. Say it started out at 0.5 cent and lower it down to 0.25 cent because 0.25 cent's the lowest that you can go. And then we would continue off into the future. Now, let's say that we built this building and we had a little forethought in moving forward. We turned around and had a 200-bed jail. Let's say that we had to have either 30 or 50 of those beds be mental health beds and the rest of them be lock-up criminal beds. And then we can turn around and get roughly 150 to 200 people off the streets of the city of Redding and the county of Shasta. And you're going to see the city of Redding and county, the culture change like you would not believe if that were taken care of. But to do this is going to have to take it out of the hands of the city of Redding and out of the hands of the county of Shasta. And I know I've talked to some law enforcement people, quite a number of them about this privately, and they think it's a heck of an idea. And I'm not going to mention their names or who said what, because I'll leave that up to them to say something about it. But it needs to be done privately. It needs to be done from the people, and government needs to keep their fingers out of it. If we do that and you put a sales tax increase on the ballot, it will pass. Now, I know folks were mad at me because I was against D&E. One of the biggest reasons I was against D&E, because I knew it wouldn't pass, because I knew the pulse of the people. And the pulse of the people would pass this particular sales tax increase to build this jail.
Gary, you know, I think you've got a great idea there. I will tell you, what a sad state of affairs, and it's not only in the city of Redding and Shasta County, but across the United States, when we have so totally and completely lost the confidence in our government that we can't trust them to do anything that's going to be beneficial to us. What a heck of a state of affairs.
Yeah. Well, and one other thing. Let me get a zinger in here. CalPERS, real quick. CalPERS, this year, will pay $20 billion out in payments, which is fine. Those are for retired people, $20 billion. The only problem is they only received $16
billion. Yeah.
So they had to sell $4 billion of their portfolio to make those payments this year. And that will be added on. City of Redding will get their portion of that when the report comes out again next July or August. And it'll probably go up about another $50 to $100 million like it did last year, $93 million. So that's just another thing to be looking at is what's coming with CalPERS. So anyway, I think my 2 minutes,
your 2 minutes is up.
Your 2 minutes is up.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Gary.
And I only want to point out one thing about the CalPERS thing,
yep,
is that that's only going to get worse,
yeah,
because of the investments that CalPERS has made now under this, you know, feel good administration, where they're not investing,
yeah,
they've not invested in anything that's growing. It's all in green environmental stuff, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Okay, Gary. Thanks a lot. Okay. Well, that was a good kickoff for.
I think you did good. Yeah.
For for Tirade Thursday. I mean, it gives people a chance to come out and talk about things that I didn't know about the. I understand how Nick feels about McConnell Foundation. I see McConnell is. I have a tendency, I think everybody does, to base things on things that you've seen since you've been here.
I think we judge things by the impact in the personal relationship that we have with,
yeah,
those agencies and those,
yeah,
organizations.
Yeah, I mean, and since we've been here, you know,
yeah,
it's like, you know, people that had this, when 10 years ago when I met Mike Warren,
he'd just got taken over, I guess, over at Turtle Bay, and he was still, I mean.
You weren't here through the days of Mike Warren as city manager.
When I mentioned Mike Warren, I mean, things just
you get a lot of reaction.
Oh, people just were really angry. So,
and yet, you know, I mean, let's give the devil his due. Mike Warren
pushed a lot of good things
through.
He
did some things in the community. I worked with him. He was the city manager when I was on the board.
A man of vision.
He absolutely did. There are things that I will tell you, there's a lot to talk about when you talk about Mike Warren. But he did some good things for the community as well.
The current jail was built by a private corporation set up by the county. Is that true?
That may well be true. I don't know.
Okay, somebody said that. Russell said that.
I will state that during my time as a reporter, Mike mentioned that he had been, and I forget which Southern California city. It was a city in Southern California near L.A., and he said there was absolutely no room left to put anything up in this city. He says, I don't want to see that happen to Reading, which made a good point.
Yeah.
No. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here for the news, and when we come back, Brent Weaver, mayor of Reading, will be with us.
Kevin Dinning Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Speculation that Secretary of State Tillerson will be leaving the Trump administration perhaps in January. An unnamed White House official says Tillerson may be replaced by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. There's no confirmation yet. Embattled Democrat Congressman John Conyers, hospitalized in Detroit, said to be resting comfortably.
The 88-year-old congressman was admitted to the hospital this morning just hours after announcing he wouldn't seek re-election. A spokesman says he's doing as well as can be expected for a gentleman that's approaching 90 years of age. Conyers has been under increasing pressure from both sides of the aisle to resign after becoming embroiled in sexual misconduct allegations.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Former Today Show host Matt Lauer expressing sorrow and regret for the conduct that led NBC to fire him this week. He's released a statement. It was read on air this morning by Today Show anchor Savannah Guthrie.
Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized, but there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed.
A woman who says she was victimized by Lauer is speaking out about her ordeal. Correspondent Matt Small.
The New York Times reports that back in 2001, the woman said Matt Lauer asked her to his office to discuss a story during a workday. When she sat down, she said he locked the door, which he could do by pressing a remote button while sitting at his desk.
And what's alleged to have happened after that? Too graphic to discuss here, but the woman says she eventually passed out and had to be taken for medical care. British Prime Minister Theresa May scolding President Trump for retweeting videos that purport to show cases of Muslim violence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 174 points, trading at 24,115. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
Washington is pressing Beijing to turn up the heat on Pyongyang.
The U.S. wants China to stop supplying crude oil to North Korea. The Trump administration believes these supplies are aiding Kim Jong-un in his bid to develop nuclear weapons. The regime is already being hit by the toughest UN sanctions ever imposed on a country in a generation. Earlier this year, China agreed to restrict oil and gas supplies to its neighbour, but that agreement did not include crude oil. During the emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the US Ambassador Nikki Haley urged China to do the right thing.
That's the BBC's Laura Vicker. Pope Francis arriving in Bangladesh, second leg of his six-day trip to Asia, with the Rohingya crisis looming large. Francis arrived in the capital earlier today amid extremely tight security at the airport and widespread anticipation. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After hearing arguments in a phone privacy case, the Supreme Court suggests it might limit the government's ability to track Americans through their communications devices.
The issue revolves around a case in which investigators acquired months of cell phone tower information without a search warrant. That data helped them place robbery suspect Timothy Carpenter in the vicinity of a string of robberies in Michigan and Ohio. Chief Justice John Roberts says the question is whether the information is accessible without a warrant. Five of the nine justices are suggesting they'd be willing to extend the constitutional protection against unreasonable searches to information that police collect from cell phone towers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
All of the U.S. military special ops fighters now being sent into war zones have freeze-dried blood plasma in their first aid kits. It can prevent badly wounded troops from bleeding to death. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. My girl Trish is here.
I love Thursday.
6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. New spaces, new looks down there, but the same great attitude of customer service, great customer service, and the same wonderful walk-in humidor. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good people there.
46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 63, low this evening of 41. On Friday, a high of 61, mostly sunny, and a low of 44. On Saturday, chance of showers, a high of 56. Friday night, we're looking for 44. And on Saturday, a 30% chance of showers after 11 a.m. Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 11 p.m. and a low around 41. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business. Yeah. Hey, yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by a company that's organized here or station headed here. It's a national company called Black Bear Diner. Started up in Mount Shasta and has grown into over 105 stores throughout the nation. You know, everybody's been to Black Bear Diner. What can I say? You know, great food, good prices, and you know what you're getting when you walk in there. It's going to be a plate full of food that you can probably share with your friends.
Yeah, always take a doggy bag or order one meal for three people because there's lots of food.
Yeah, okay, head on down there and feed your inner bear. I like that one. We're here with Mayor, speaking of dignitaries. I don't know if you feel like a dignitary all the time, but Mayor Brent Weaver.
Hey, good morning.
The mayor of Reading.
Yeah, good morning. Not for too much longer. We're going to have a changing of the guard at our next city council meeting next week.
And we'll
kind of see how it stacks out next week.
Oh, so it's
the one-year gig.
You know, with you guys, I'm not sure.
You guys do 2 years?
One year.
But who's in the lineup?
So typically you have your mayor pro tem.
Yeah. Who is?
Francie. And then you have your vice mayor, Kristen Schrader. And then you have me as the mayor. So I will kind of roll out. And tradition is you'd have vice mayor go to mayor and mayor pro tem go to the vice. And then you'd have whoever's the highest vote getter in the last election, which in this case would be Julie, would become mayor pro tem.
So, but that hasn't always happened here.
Yeah, you can look to, what was that, maybe three or four cycles ago, you had Francie was overlooked as mayor, and, you know, so it happens from time to time. But it's not common.
Thing happened to Francie over the Board of Supervisors.
That happened.
Did it? Well, I didn't know that.
Well, it was very, but there's history behind it. I always want to set that up because they always said that when Maurice Johannesson and I were elected to the board, we formed a new majority with Francie and sidestepped Francie and made Molly the chair. Now, that isn't exactly true because the year before, Molly was supposed to have been made vice chair. And that board skipped Molly and moved Francie in front of her. So we just corrected a mistake that they had made the year before.
Okay, okay. Now I'm gonna digress just a little bit. But, you know, the word around town on the street is that it was very hard to get anything past Trish when she was on the Board of Supervisors. They said Trish did her homework. You had to get up pretty early if you were going to get a vote past Trish. So
you better ink it right. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So you would have been a formidable opponent, I have no doubt. Or maybe we would have worked together, Trish.
You know, we probably would have worked together. I worked well with a lot of people. We just had to both be on the same page and moving forward.
They just had to think exactly what you thought, and then it worked all right.
Absolutely.
Carl, is that how you do it?
You just have to just sit back. Just, you know, I sit back, hang on, and shut up. So
no, you know, in all seriousness, I always believed that we all should have the best interest of the people at heart.
Yeah.
And as long as we were moving in that direction, I didn't like the kind of stuff that takes place in boardrooms all over this United States is this attitude that, yeah, but if we just don't tell them exactly what we're doing, or if we don't talk about it, no one will know.
Right.
Those kind of things. And I always said, no, I'm going to be the one waving it from the flagpole. The people need to know what we're doing and why we're doing it, and they need to support it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think that's a good segue to what we're seeing right now, you know, at City Hall. I think we have this opportunity with a new city manager, a new police chief, a council that is striving to work better together. And, you know, you saw with the people who attended the public safety town hall meeting last night.
How many people were there?
You know, I would guess there was about 90-ish.
Okay.
So decent turnout. But I would say there was more public speakers that showed an appreciation of the direction we're going, an appreciation of, you know, the teamwork we're having there. And that was encouraging to see. It hasn't been that. That has not been the case, you know, the last few years.
Well, I think, you know, Brent, I think people are encouraged because, let's face it, anything, you know, like starting to move the camps, pick up those, pick up the shopping carts, all those kind of things were steps in the right direction. I think people were starting to feel overwhelmed. Not that the feeling out there right now is like everything's great, but I get that sense that people are believing that things are starting, you know, that at least, you know, that things are starting to happen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They see movement in things that they've been complaining about and actual the city taking action to try to address the issue rather than ignore it.
I would describe it this way. I made a comment last night in my closing remarks that, you know, it's not so much that, you know, Roger Moore is this totally different person from Chief Paletti or Barry Tippin's a totally different city manager than Kurt Starman, but what it is, they're shaking things up right now. And I think there was a lack of optimism, a lack of hope in the community because it was, we're going to just keep trying the same thing and expect a different outcome. But right now, like you said, as you mentioned, Carl, we're doing these sweeps. We're attacking our parks right now. We're trying to get new uses in our parks. We're looking at our building permit fees right now, looking at a pretty big reduction in building permit fees. So you're seeing some movement. And in that movement, I think the community will even forgive us if we calculate wrong or make a mistake, but they just want to see us take risks. They want to see us try things. And as they see that, I think the optimism's coming back.
I think that the direction not to adopt the new parks plan and to take another look at how many parks we actually need in the city of Reading and the funding, therefore, was a good step because I think that encouraged people that we aren't just going to ignore the safety issue in the community and, you know, if the park isn't safe, it's not a good place to be.
You know, and what you alluded to maybe 7-8 minutes ago as far as how you governed when you were an elected, you did not care for a process that wasn't transparent. You didn't care for a process that didn't have buy-in. And I think that was the takeaway from the park new fee structure was it a process that had as much feedback and buy-in from diverse groups. And I think at the end of the day, Barry Tippin, our new city manager, made a good call that, you know what, it didn't pass the smell test. So we're gonna start over on that part of it and you know, look at it, and then we'll bring it back when we're ready to give a true, you know, recommendation.
Those small things make a big difference, because I've heard a lot of conversation in the community about that perhaps they are listening finally.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the thing is and that was the whole thing from people. And I mean, and I'm not going to just keep rehashing stuff, and we'll just move on. But starting from moving the public comment, it's not a huge thing, but moving it to the end really got people's attention.
Yeah.
And it kind of set a precedence that people. Then other things happened right on top of that, right after you all got elected.
Yeah.
And you all were kind of like caught. And you get caught up in those things when you're elected and things happen the next week. But that just went on. And you know, people just said, oh, you know, they don't care. So if they don't care, we don't care,
yep,
type thing. But I feel, and this is what people are starting to think, and maybe because Barry and Roger just said, you know, we've got to do these things. But it's also the city council has to get in there, especially when you start talking about building fees and all these different fees that people are paying. As you know, you're a businessman here in town.
Yeah.
And it's got to, at least, like, people are looking at it to make some kind of change.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is we're subject to the perception of our actions. The people who are really mostly upset about that, moving that to the end of the time period, are not aware of the real reason and the five or six people who were so abusive to the city council that warranted moving it to the end of the meeting. So that didn't help, and a lot of people out in the community are not aware that there was that problem.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes we have to punish the whole world when we have a problem that only affects a few people.
And see, I disagree with that, but we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, guys, 25 days left to shop. I don't really get excited till that 24th, but 25 days left, and what a great place to go find the right gift, Brent, for your wife in Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're waiting for you. They got a little spot there that says Mayor of Reading. So you got to get in there quick before the year's out.
Okay.
To buy a bauble for your loved one there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only trained repairman, watch repairman anywhere is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They've got it all, from estate jewelry to brand new, specially designed pieces. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Mayor Brent Weaver.
Okay.
Real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Reading. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701. Or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers for the best in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term. Personalized in-home health care of quality, compassionate in-home health care. Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. I tell you what, you're not going to find a better place to go to than Home Helpers if you want to take care of your loved ones. They may be having problems either through surgery or just, you know, as they age. If in fact, Clark and Clark are going to be on a week from today. Yeah, I've already heard.
Okay.
Home Helpers, 226-8350. We're here with Mayor Brent Weaver, and Brent was talking to us during the break, he said, well, I thought you knew something I was doing, and we hadn't because we were both, you know.
So gone. We're going to do.
So, da-da-da-da!
Yeah, so at the last council meeting, I brought up during item 12 to discuss at our next council meeting, which will be Tuesday of next week, moving public comment back to the front. The way it's going to be written is it'll, again, assuming that there's a majority that will vote for it, I think there is. Then we'll move public comment back to the front for 30 minutes. If we don't get all the speakers through in that first 30 minutes, they'll go to the end of the meeting. And then I've written a sunset into it that at the end of 6 months, the public comment automatically pushes back to the end unless a city councilor comes forward and says, you know what, it's worked well, we want to leave it at the front. And I'll be the first to tell you, I would like to step forward at the end of 6 months and be the one to say, you know what, it's worked well to get it back to the beginning. It's helped for people to feel engaged. It's helped people to show up to our council meetings. But with that, you want to balance it with, don't use it as a weapon to, you know, to abuse and to bully. And, I would say that.
Name calling. All, you know what? There's
that's
no
not appropriate.
That's
venue.
Not appropriate. That is. And there ought to be a way to say, if somebody gets up in the name calling, turn off their mic and say, you know what? You're up here.
Well, you really
to
can,
just,
because I mean, and you shouldn't, but it really has to come back to just policing. You should manage yourself. You know, if you're up there to really give an idea, to give a suggestion, to give feedback, you don't have to agree with the staff. You don't have to agree with the elected. No. Get up there and tell us your point. But to get up and berate, you know, staff or to berate, you know, it doesn't accomplish anything. It might make you feel better at the moment, but it doesn't help move the community forward.
Accuse people of law breaking and all those things.
Well, I will tell you that they've tightened up what you can and can't do, because when I had the gavel, and they would really start in demeaning staff and what have you, I literally would shut them off. And in fact, there was a time when I had someone removed from the boardroom who would not stop.
Wow.
And now you guys can't get away with that anymore, I guess.
Why?
But I did. That was not there.
Them removed.
That's our public people, the people that work for the county or the city. You shouldn't have to be abused like that.
Well, you know what?
And I would just demand respect.
Mm-hmm. I think we should be able to have respectful comments with each other.
Yeah.
But the positive here is we're moving back to the front, and I think it's going to be a positive thing. I think the community is going to be happy about it.
Cool. I think that's great.
Well, again, we're talking perception here. Okay, let's move on. I think a
the big thing last night was on the safety was having Basenko on, having Roger Moore on several times, and you've been, of course, we try to do once a month with the mayor also. And so whoever becomes mayor next time, I hope will inherit. I hope they'll be open enough to inherit your spot.
Sure,
when you come in.
Yeah.
The safety aspect. Sheriff Basenko talked yesterday about being able to, he's got to go through the state of California, but changing some things around how he feeds the inmates. You can feed them in shifts, which literally will allow him to put 60 more beds into the jail because you don't have everybody out at one time, mm-hmm. which was, I guess, the problem. I'm not sure how this is going to work. You still got to go through the state to do it, but this is, you know, one solution that another 60 people off the street, 62 maybe.
Yeah.
What perception were you getting? If we had more police and more sheriff's deputies, we still are so restricted by that jail.
Yeah. So I made comments a week ago in the newspaper, which was, I think we're seeing some innovative policing ideas at the Reading Police Department through the NPU unit, through code enforcement, what we're doing with these sweeps of the illegal camps. We're seeing cops out on all-terrain motorcycles, on bikes. You know, we're trying some new things at the police department.
You've got private security force.
We're partnering with private security on the trails. We got volunteers helping with neighborhood watch groups. So we're doing some innovative things there. But what I said in the paper was our focus needs to be on additional jail space. The blueprint for public safety, when that consultant came in, I will tell both of you, he was just, his natural disposition was to be no jail space. You could tell just his political leanings was, you know, no jail space. However, when he looked at Reading and our jail capacity, said, you guys need more jail space. That was it was like on the first two pages when he did the jail summary, is you are incredibly inadequately staffed at your jail. So I'll just tell you, without a sufficient amount of jail space, there's not that repercussion for somebody that creates.
We all know that.
So for me, where I'm at right now, I am just anxiously waiting to hear what are some options. Not all the reasons why we can't do something, but what are some things we could do. And certainly there's going to probably be some funding that's going to be a part of that. But this is a great example where, Sheriff Basenko came in. He's working on this idea of if we get creative with the lunch schedules, that could allow us to increase the number of inmates we have in there to maybe potentially 60 is what he said last night.
Yeah.
For me, what that translates to is imagine 50 to 60 dirt bags off the street who are wreaking havoc on our neighborhoods, on families, on businesses. That will be a big shot in the arm if we can get that through. So what I said to Sheriff last night, I said, well, I'm going to be anxiously waiting and watching, and I hope this can't happen fast enough.
If they get the right 50 or 60, a lot of them are repeat offenders, and that counts. But some of those people are arrested three and four times in a row period.
But what have you heard? Brent, you're the mayor, and so Dave Kehoe is the head of the Board of Supervisors until, I guess, January also, and he moves aside. Have you two ever sat down, and I don't mean it sound like that, but have you two ever sat down, along with me, some other players, what can we do to ramp up our jail space? Because, frankly, the Board of Supervisors has come up with nothing in 5 years, except, we're going to borrow $300,000 out of this and $200,000 out of that, put more people in different spots. But guess what? Those other jails are filling up now.
Yeah. Well, I want to be careful not to, throw stones at a glass house when I'm living in one. But at the same time, I made a comment last night, and I will say this, and I think this is as much pointed at us as a city council, as a city of Reading, as it is with the county. But I talked about how we've a few years back, we just had what took the headlines was the fact that city council couldn't talk to one another. Okay, or maybe at times we've seen different fights at the Board of Supervisors or with the sheriff and the Board of Supervisors, and we've seen that. So of course we need to have civility, we need to have respect, so we can have that conversation. But I also said we don't need to get along just to get along. I think we can still be respectful and call out in a respectful way that, hey, we can't just sit back and accept the status quo. And again, you've seen the people in this community come and put the pressure on the city of Reading. And that pressure, you know, what I always said is it helped make my job easier. Because what they were pushing for was they wanted to see us take action. They wanted to see us prioritize those quality of life issues higher than we were prioritized. So that was a good thing where the community helped direct and helped priorities. I would just comment, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Larry Lees and the Board of Supervisors and Sheriff Fasenko, but I will say that as a community, I'll be the first to say that in a respectful way, we cannot accept ideas not coming forward on additional jail space.
Okay, we've got a question. We've got some on the phone right now. Okay, DC, you have a question for
I'm hoping Brent knows the answer to this, but when we convict somebody in a court and we say two years behind bars, how come they have to stay here in the county jail instead of going to state prison?
So, you know, this is probably more appropriate for Sheriff Fasenko, but here's my understanding of it, and he can certainly correct me when he comes back on here next. But, you know, my understanding is the sheriff today is sending qualified inmates, to other jails, whether it's Susanville. But there's other considerations he has to take into account from, they have any health issues, because other jails out of the area potentially won't take all of our inmates unless they pass certain criteria. So I don't think it's just as easy as if somebody gets sentenced to, over a year, over 2 years, that automatically they can go out. I think there's some criteria that the sheriff has to go through of who is a, qualified candidate to go out. But he is today. My understanding is today he is sending people outside of the county. I think if we had more money, we'd send more.
Well, the problem...
Well, one more question. How long can a person be sentenced to stay in the county jail?
You know, D.C., that's a great question, because we have somebody that has been sentenced for 8 years. In L.A. County Jail, there's somebody that has been sentenced to the jail for 47 years. So the longest we have, I believe, right now is 8 years. But all these ones, maybe 109, is, we're having to suck those up. So,
and that's a state proposition that passed
that
the sheriff has no control over.
Yeah.
And that came about as a result of the federal mandate that our jails in or our prisons were overcrowded in the state of California, and so the state just solved their problem by passing it down to the county.
And it just is going to get worse, so D.C., just hang on.
Yeah, and the sheriff can't do anything about that.
No. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We got to take a break here. Speaking of security, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. North State Security has been in the business for 50 years. They are the largest security firm north of Sacramento. They have been providing security for all types of different businesses, commercial events, Colt 45s, even our own power plant here in the city of Redding. If you need help, they've got special teams. If you're on that program, that you give them a call because somebody's in your business or somebody's in front of your house, they'll have somebody there in under 10 minutes. And maybe even, a lot sooner, depending on where their people are at. This and much more. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call at 243-0295. They're partnering up with our city, in fact, to help make our trails safe. We'll be right back with Mayor Brent Weaver and Trish Hart.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
December brings us together with traditions. Come join me, Linda Bott, with my jazz ensemble featuring Bruce Kalin on bass and Bernie Baker on guitar in the beautiful setting of View 202 this Sunday evening from 5:30 to 8.
Catch Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble this Sunday, December 3rd at View 202 on Hempstead Drive in Redding, overlooking the river.
KCNR Free Fire Radio.
You shot it out, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bunn, Trish Clark. Hey, it's not Profane Thursday. It was Tirade Thursday from 7:30 to 8, and we filled up that half hour.
Yes, we did.
And
that
it'll be
great.
Going next.
Love the input from the community.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. Tim and Logan down there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It is man's last stronghold. The only place to get a haircut is Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Mayor Brent Weaver, and we've been talking about jails and, you know, and the public comment part coming up next Tuesday to be moved to the front and see how that works out again. But unfunded liabilities and the money, I thought it was like $2 million. You told me it's like, no, we're paying around $2.7 million more.
Well, I just said it's somewhere around in there. I said I don't have the exact numbers.
Yeah. Around there, but it's... Yeah. I mean, that's a good sum of money
that
we're paying. That comes right out of the general fund. So, and it's going to keep increasing for the next 4 years. What happens after 4 years?
Well, we're currently working, Barry Tippin, it was one of the major items that the city council interviewed the potential city managers on was, you know, what are we going to do about our budget? What are we going to do about the unfunded liabilities? And Barry Tippin had the best response during the interview on this, probably one of the most important issues we're dealing with right now. And he's spent the last 6 months meeting with all the employee groups, educating them on our budget. And we're working to partner with them. There's going to be a renegotiation is taking place right now. It's probably the most, it's the largest renegotiation we've probably seen in the history of Reading to get us on better financial footing. So, you know, we can talk about it all day. It's something that we absolutely be concerned about. Bottom line is it just comes down to you have a dollar, you got a pie chart, and how much of that dollar goes to services and how much goes to debt servicing. And unfortunately, the percentage of that pie chart that goes to debt servicing is growing.
Yeah.
It's not even maintaining. It's growing. So we, as a council, you know, the community should be pleased that we put enough of a priority on that when we interviewed the new city manager that we said, hey, we need to tackle this on day one. And Barry Tippin has stepped forward with that. He's been educating the employee groups. And, you know.
Have we seen any movement?
Yeah. You know, I'd say right now we are absolutely in the thick of it right now. And we're, you know, I would say it's not completely smooth road. We're getting through it though, and I think it's one of those where you've got to balance being open and transparent with the employees, and the numbers don't lie.
That's what I would think. I think, hey, look, guys, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
And if we do what you want, this is where we're going to be at 5 years from now or 3 years from now. And guess what? There's no money.
Yeah. And what gets us off track on this issue, in my opinion, is when we start to demonize an employee or demonize somebody for, you know, being a part of the CalPERS. But at the end of the day, I don't fault anybody for making a good decision for themselves, a good decision for their family. And I don't think there is anything that is a mistake on the part of the employees. It's just we've now got to do a better job as management to say we're going broke, we are not providing the services that the community is demanding, and so we got to fix that. And that's something that we put as a high priority, and City Manager Tippin's working on it right now.
And one of the easiest ways to address that is with new hires and coming up with new ways to treat future employees. That starts to reverse it, not as quickly, but at least you can make those things with new hires so you don't have to take quite so much away that you've already promised the people that are working for you or are retired.
Absolutely. So that is taking place. An additional thing I would say, about a pretty innovative idea from City Manager Tippin when he came in, is he has a buyout for those who've already retired who are on City's health care plan, which there are scenarios where they could actually get onto private health insurance after they retire from us cheaper if we gave them just a small buyout, but we can save money by giving them a buyout. And so that's something we're working on right now, too. So we got five or six major negotiation points that we're working on to, I'd say we're trying to save roughly $10 million in the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay. So the negotiations are going on. So, and when will we find out about that?
Like I said, right now we're in the thick. Well, if you want to come down to City Hall, a lot of it's just public. You know, you'll see the letters going back and forth between the laboring groups and City Hall. But I would imagine you're going to see things. You know, contracts start to be ratified. I would guess 30 to 60 days. You'll start to see the first round of contracts coming forward to the council to ratify.
So then we'll have a pretty good idea then when the first contracts come through about where we've done or how y'all have done.
Yeah.
Okay, the $2 million that is going to be, and I'll just say 2 instead of 2.4 or 7, or approximately $2 million, that comes out. How is the income of tax revenue for Reading right now? Are we still flat?
Yeah, let me back up on that for just a second. You know, part of what's allowing us to weather right now and weather the next year. So we have a balanced budget for the next 2 years. But don't think for a second that, you know, we don't feel this immense pressure, because I'll tell you, City Manager Tippin feels a huge amount of pressure that he's got to get this negotiation done so that we have a balanced budget for the next 5 to 6 years. But what was fortunate is when Barry Tippin came in, he had a healthy reserve. And I'll tell you what, you know, there was a lot of debate about if we were going to spend that one-time money. But I'll tell you right now, had we spent that reserve, and we got a little bit over the, you know, what was the requirement for our reserve. We got a little bit higher than that, but it was having that healthy reserve that allowed him to balance the budget, to buy him time, to buy the city council time as he's doing this renegotiation for the next 5-6 years. With our tax base, my sense is we saw the TOT just come out. I think they said it was a record high on the TOT.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Hotels have been full.
So good
tourist year.
Certainly encouraging, with the lakes being full and, we didn't see the fires hit until the end of summer, so I think we did have a strong tourism year. I haven't seen new numbers on the tax base. The ones I saw that I think are roughly 3 to 4 months old is we're about right where we anticipated we'd be. Certainly my fingers are crossed that we'll go through the holiday season and we'll see that increase a little bit for the last quarter of the year. But I think the message is, you know, while TOT is up, my thought is we're not going to see a huge jump from what we've projected on the sales tax.
So is that what? Is it not flatlined, but is it like going up 1%? Or is it going to be about
minimal.
What it was?
I think it's plateau. I think it's just kind of maintaining right now.
So that $2 million that comes out then this coming year is coming out of our hide.
It's coming out of the general fund. But again, we have the budget balanced for 2 years.
Does that include that $2 million that's coming
out? Yeah. Right. So we're balanced for this year and next year, but that's why we've got to make sure we get this new budget done. You know, it's not just the labor negotiation, but City Manager Tippin's also reorganizing City Hall. So, you know, he had Greg Clark, you know, he had some different assistant city manager, deputy assistant city managers, and he's reorganizing it. We're going to have roughly a savings of $200,000 a year based on the rate he's reorganizing the city manager's office. He's looking at other departments to say, how can I reorganize, combine responsibilities? And I'll tell you, you know, what's cool about having a city manager that's served in almost every department, because Barry Tippin worked in personnel.
Yeah, he's been around 13, 14 years.
Public works. Yeah. You know, he's worked at the assistant city manager position for the longest time. He worked at REU. That is something that while I knew what the community was saying when they said we want somebody from without. What they're saying is we want to break through that wall, that status quo of we got to try new things. But the way I saw it was, I want that too, but I also want to have that institutional knowledge to do things quickly. And here's an example of that. The fact that he's reorganizing different departments because he understands how they work, because he has that personnel background, because he has that finance background working with the budget, he is able to work, he's able to move quicker than if we had brought somebody in that was just brand new to our system. You know, they'd be doing the year, the rounds, you know, getting to you, getting to all the other, you know, handshakes.
Yeah, Barry's a good choice.
Barry's moving right now.
Barry, you know what? I was kind of holding back on that because do we need somebody to come in after him? But I think I talked to Barry like a month before y'all had made that decision, and he talked about his ideas, and I thought, well, you know what? I didn't know that he was thinking these things. Keeps it to himself anyway, but it's the things that you saw. That. So I think right now that everything I've seen is Barry's got it. You know, he's moving forward. We've got to take a break here, but there's a lot of other questions coming in. You know, there's some things that you can't account for, but one of them is that pilot program. What happens in the court on that? I mean, that screws up the whole, there goes your budget right then if it comes back down wrong.
Absolutely.
So, and that's, I think that's still working its way up to the Supreme Court of California.
It's there.
It's there.
Just waiting to be tried. So it's just sitting there waiting.
And that's $6 or $7 million a year that goes into the general fund.
We're watching it closely.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strangs' recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For a limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Bank or CNC Properties, or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 46 degrees, going up to 62 today. Low 41 tonight. Rain's going to start moving in again, I guess, Friday and Saturday.
But it's not going to rain for the parade.
It won't rain on the Christmas parade. The parade of lights.
Don't rain on my parade.
Don't rain. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. We're here with Reading Mayor Brent Weaver, and we've been talking about unfunded liabilities, the pilot program. If that one comes, that's going to have a huge impact. I've got like two more questions, and then we can talk about something that's really cool that's happening.
Some fun stuff happening.
That's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, when we're on the budget itself, if we're staying flat, how much serious thought has been given to looking at privatizing again?
Well, I think we're very open to it. We're not defensive about looking at public-private partnerships. At right now, the Reading Police Department is working with North State Security to look at private patrol at certain parts of Reading. We have the Civic under private. I talk about this most recent project down at Caldwell Park, where we partnered with the private sector. Without $1 from the general fund, we had the Reading Trail Alliance, Jamie Lynn, Brian Sint from McConnell. They put in and then the support of donations from the community. We put in this children's bike park down at Caldwell, right by the Aquatic Center, where we had those issues with transients on out-of-town swimmers. And if you've gone down in the last few weeks, you go down and look at that bike park. It is packed, and that's that darkest part of Caldwell where people didn't feel safe. And you go there today, on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it feels safe. It's vibrant. You'll see families down there, and that goes to again breaking through that wall of status quo. If we just accept that our parks are going to be overridden, they'll be overridden. But we start to find new uses for them. Get the private sector in there, and that goes back to the food trucks. We want to see Todd Franklin get open down at
Franklin down in the city of Anderson.
Yeah, I bet you, and you should. And we're doing a great job. He did food trucks up here at Caldwell Park a few weeks ago. Had a great turnout right there next to the bike park. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting on ABC to get out of his way here at Carnegie. Carl, I would just say this: we should always be open to trying to look at new ways to privatize because, you know. So here's the simple understanding of it. You hire a city employee, you're not just paying for them at the time, but you're paying for them, you know, as soon as they retire for the next 25, 30 years. You partner with the private sector on certain areas, but you got to be careful on that because there's certain things you don't want to privatize it. You want to make sure you have that control in-house and you can control the customer service better, but there are certain elements that you can. And so you just got to be open to it. I just look at it no different than how I run a business. If I can still offer the same product and service at a high quality, why wouldn't I look for the most efficient way to deliver it?
Okay. Okay, on the phone, Gary Cadd. Gary, you got a question?
Good morning, Brent.
Hey, Gary.
You and I have talked about the pensions before in the past couple of times.
We have.
And the figures that you're talking about this morning, I don't know whether staff has given you the straight amount. This year, 17-18, the city's paying just short of $13 million for CalPERS. Next year, that amount, by the reports we have now, that amount will be $15.2 million, and that amount will be going up because CalPERS is having problems. Like I said earlier when I was on here, that CalPERS had to sell $4 billion of their portfolio to make their retirement payments this year. Now, you take the $15.2 million for next year, then we also have to talk about the PARS retirement, which is an additional a little over $5 million a year, and that will continue for the next 8 years. So you take the 15.2 and 5, you're at $22 million right now that we're paying out. And that amount will be going up even further than that, I'm sorry to say, with the way CalPERS manages their...
So is there a question here, Gary?
Well, I'm just making a statement. Are you aware that this amount is being paid out?
Yeah, I'm not going to debate the numbers you're using, Gary. I think the point I was making is we're seeing an increase of approximately, and I don't know that have the exact number, but we're seeing an increase of approximately $2 million to our general fund budget. From the reclassifying of the rate of return for CalPERS, you know, from 7.5% to 7%, that act alone is approximately $2 million in addition to what we were originally calculating. So my number was the increase.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Gear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got like 5 minutes left. I want to finish on something with the mayor here. He's been obviously close to his heart. And we talked about the bike park. And the things that have been some positive things that have been happening here. I want to go back and reiterate that you're going to be looking at the cost of doing business here with the fees and the permits and all that. Perhaps I hope they're also talking about streamlining how people can get things done here. The K2 down here is moving forward here with the Knott brothers. They are now there's discussions, of course, about the McConnell Foundation and K2 again doing something to the parking structure. But that's nothing's been written in stone. Nothing is everybody's getting all excited about parking. You know, oh gosh, you're gonna take away all the parking, where are people gonna park? But nothing's been written yet.
Yeah, so there's two distinct projects. So one is the K2 project in the Dickers Building, which is funded and the money's there. The other project that's been in the paper recently is dealing with the parking structure, and that's where McConnell and K2 has partnered on taking the north section of the parking structure and applying for a state grant. So they have to flow a project. It has to be approved by the Planning Commission in order for them to apply for this grant money. And so they've just checked the boxes to be able to go out and apply for the grant money. If the grant money doesn't come in for the parking garage for that project, then we won't see that project move forward. To the bike park and what we're talking about with Carnegie Park there and Caldwell, something that your viewers might also want to be aware of is in our next second council meeting in December. We've asked city manager to come back with a proposal of what to do with South City Park. My position, which we'll find out is shared by my colleagues up there, is South City Park is not working for us, and we should blow it up. And I've said this. I don't care what the use is. I just want to make it be healthy. I want to make it be positive for the community.
You don't mean blow it up, really.
I mean that if...
you
maybe,
mean make
I'm
more
gonna,
stuff
I'm going to say this. Maybe we shouldn't have a park there anymore. Because if I did a walk with the Guardian Angels. You go down to Safeway, anytime when it gets dark. And I always tell people this story. When I lived in San Francisco and I worked downtown, in the Mission District there was this Safeway. And this neighborhood was revitalized and built around the Safeway. And I've been telling our city manager and anyone else that will listen that the most underappreciated business in Reading is that Safeway downtown. And instead of just stepping back and saying it's their fault, what can we do to help? And I think part of it is, we need to just completely have a reset on South City Park. I don't care if it's a mixed-use project. In fact, what we're going to do, we're going to open up for that second meeting in December, is tell the community, you come forward to us with your best idea. I don't care what the idea is. We just want something there that is
people have been saying in the chat room, which I haven't repeated, says you need to sell South City Park. What's that do to Colt 45s and the baseball
team? Okay. Oh, no, not so that part with Rick Bassetti would stay. Okay,
okay, in the tennis courts?
I'm talking about the porch in there with the tennis courts and the old playground. The part that
is... That leads over by the library.
Yeah, I'm talking about the part that's taken over.
No. That was my immediate reaction.
You can't do that because that's working.
No. Of course, that stays.
Okay,
the part that's not working.
Here's the most important part here before you get off.
Yeah.
Shasta Wolves.
Oh, my gosh.
Going for a state championship.
Oh, my gosh. So, I'm having the time of my life right now. So I'm coaching JV at Shasta High School. I'm an alumni of Shasta High School. My son's a freshman football player who played on the JV team and got pulled up to varsity for the playoffs. And for the first time since 1988, Shasta High School won the section championship. Incredibly exciting. We have a bye week this week. The next weekend we'll play for the North State Championship. Right now they're projecting it could be Milpitas, maybe Half Moon Bay, Placer County. We'll find out who we play. If we win that game, then we'd be in a situation where it's the North champion playing the South champion.
And KCNR 1460 will travel with the Shasta Wolves down there to broadcast it back
here. Oh, I love it.
Yep. We can do that.
Love it.
As long as it's underwritten by Weaver Associates.
No pressure.
No pressure there,
no
buddy.
No pressure. Raise
okay.
the money. We can do it.
You know, Brent, thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely.
This is your,
last time on the air as the mayor. So,
yeah, I think so.
But that doesn't
yeah.
mean you can't come back.
Absolutely. I hope you'll still have me back.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And please tell Kristen, and I'll talk to Kristen, too, that, you know, we need to have the mayor on once a month.
Yeah.
To
tell us what's going on around here, because there's so much, with so many things are changing all the time.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Same to you and to all your listeners out there. And Trish, always great to see you. I can't say the same about Carl, but always great to see you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciated that. Hey, how much time we got, Bob? About 30 seconds. Going into theme right now. Okay, everybody. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us at some point after the 8 o'clock hour because they're voting back there. We're going to try and get him on and hear what's going on, especially with the budget. I have a bunch of questions on the budget and other things that we have going tomorrow. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
It is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington, Michigan. Congressman John Conyers has lost one of his most ardent supporters.
Congressman Conyers should resign.
After days of tap dancing around the issue, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi left no doubt where she stands on the growing number of sexual misconduct allegations lodged against the 88-year-old congressman.
The allegations against Congressman Conyers, as we have learned more since Sunday, are serious, disappointing, and very credible.
Pelosi adding that zero tolerance means consequences for everyone, no matter